Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, May 12th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, will present its season finale, a John Williams tribute concert, Saturday, May 18th at 7:30 p.m. at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. SONA musicians and singers will perform highlights from movies like Schindler's List, Star Wars, E.T., Jaws, Harry Potter, and more. Tickets available at 443-5600 or sonamusic.org.
Ahead on this weekend edition of Ozarks, a review of Macklemore's latest album and remembering a great American artist.
And it's that time of year. Spring fever has a way of putting people in the cleaning mood. But a handful of stories from the past week were about more than just cleaning the flotsam and jetsam from one's own personal space. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis gives us the details in his usual Week in Review.
The Fayetteville Housing Authority announced early this week that it has received some federal help to rehabilitate the city's most visible public housing project. The authority received a $3.5 million federal housing and urban development grant to repair and renovate the exterior of Hillcrest Towers in downtown Fayetteville. Frida Sawin is the executive director of the Fayetteville Housing Authority.
It will be used to restore the outside of our building where the brick has maybe come loose and there are some leaching going on through the mortar system. And it's right at the very tops of our building, and this kind of happened when the building was built, and we're just making sure that none of that brick is going to be a danger to anybody and fall off the building, and it's going to be secured. We're going to secure it and make sure that it will last for another, hopefully, 40 years.
Sawin says that maintaining current public housing facilities is of utmost importance, as no new public housing is being built.
The government's not giving funds for that, and what we do get is a capital fund grant every year to keep what we've got up and repaired. But this grant is an emergency grant because this building is such a big building, and it serves a good purpose, and there is a need to make sure that we make it to where it will last longer than the 40 years that it was supposed to.
The building was constructed in the early 1970s. Sawin says the exterior rehabilitation work, including resealing mortar and balconies, roof work, and installation of new balcony railings, will take 1 to 2 years to complete. In Benton County, last month's rain showers caused several $100,000 worth of damage to county roads. Robert McGowan, the director of Benton County Emergency Management, said earlier in the week that the agency, along with the County Road Department and Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, had completed an assessment of the damage done during the April showers.
The unincorporated areas of Benton County, we found 126 sites that were in need of repair, and based on the preliminary assessments, we believe that will cost over $700,000 to make all those repairs.
McGowan says that the damage was widespread throughout the unincorporated parts of the county and that, as a result, the necessary repairs will be varied in nature.
We have low water slabs that have to be replaced. I believe there's about 10 low water slabs that have to be taken out and replaced. We have CMPs, which is corrugated metal pipes, which help the water flow under the road. There was such a high velocity of water flow, they washed those out. Some of them were damaged, they have to be replaced. In other areas, the road was just basically washed away, and they're having to haul in dirt to build it back to what the pre-disaster condition is.
McGowan says that the county has 9 months to complete the work. After that, county officials will have 3 months to submit paperwork to the state for a 35% reimbursement of the actual cost of the repairs. But following storms and flash flooding late in the week, County Judge Bob Kleinard reportedly declared the county a disaster zone after many roads were closed because of flooding. Fort Smith residents will soon pay less for sanitation services. This week, the City Board of Directors approved the decrease that will take effect July 1st. Baridi Nokokele, the city's sanitation director, says that the rate decrease is possible because of savings gleaned from automating trash collection for the entire city.
As a result of the efficiencies we've realized over the past 7 years, I told the board then that if they would, in fact, allow me to automate the remaining households, which at that time was about 4,100, that we felt that we would realize enough benefit from the efficiencies and cost effectiveness of the program that I actually could offer a rate decrease. We calculated it last year and it came out to be about $1.10 per month. and we put it in the budget.
While the rate decrease is possible now, Noko Kaley says costs associated with solid waste collections are ever increasing, especially when accounting for costs such as equipment, fuel, personnel, and even replacement and repair of trash carts.
I expect that we'll be able to maintain this reduction in rate for a minimum of 2 years. And what I was very specific about is that although the automated refuse or mechanized method of collecting trash recyclables in the city has offered us benefits in the reduction of personnel injuries, turnover rate, we can do more work with the same amount of personnel, and of course we didn't have to lay off anyone. We still have those increasing costs, so it's basically a hedge to sort of help us to better manage the ever-increasing costs.
Not only is trash collection automated, but Noko Kaley says that the city is beginning the process of automating collection of recyclables, and he hopes to automate the collection of yard waste by 2016. Yesterday, the city of Bentonville took part in the Great American Cleanup with a citywide cleanup of its own. Danielle Chastain, Community Programs Coordinator for the City of Bentonville, says that the cleanup targeted cleaning along streets throughout the city.
Our parks are pretty clean and our trails are pretty clean too. So it's usually just along the city streets with construction debris and all the wind and everything. And usually at major intersections, there's lots of trash too from people throwing trash out their car window while sitting at a stoplight.
Chastain says that the Great American Cleanup is a national campaign that normally takes place between the months of March and May, and that Bentonville normally holds its citywide cleanup during May because the weather is usually more favorable than in March or April. And finally, from clean streets, we go to clean energy. A group of students from the University of Arkansas took home $250,000 from the MIT Clean Energy Competition early this week. The team's startup company, Pika Solar, considerably improved efficiency in solar cells. The competition's director, Samuel Shaner, says Pika Solar could continue its success in the business world.
So many of the teams in our competition are ready to go, and as we've seen in past years, we've had over 100 teams in the competition, and from that developed 28 real strong energy companies that gone on to raise over $100 million in capital. So I think them and several other teams in the competition are going to develop into successful ventures.
Shaner says the competition provides critical mentorships and relationships between government, business, and students.
One of the key aspects of it is access and mentorship. In addition to just having them network with these companies, we also assign an entrepreneurial, a legal, and an industry mentor to help them navigate the many challenges of starting an energy company.
Pika Solar will move on to the final round of competition this June in Washington, D.C. From the Herald and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.